Habitual Sinners podcast. Just two brothers here. I'm Kyle Raviello, the younger of the two.
And I'm Shane, the older of the two, evidently.
Old man, almost 30. But
Older and smaller brother, but
But welcome to the podcast here. It's a faith-based podcast, and we're not gonna try and preach at you or act like, that we have stuff figured out that maybe you don't. Or anything of that, because truthfully we don't. But we just kind of wanted to create this platform to share some of the conversations that we have, just because I feel like talking about, our walk in this Christian life is as difficult as it can be sometimes. Just trying to create this community and talking to likewise like-minded individuals just really helps. So we just wanted to share this with you guys and for anybody that's bored enough to listen.
Yes, sir. I think you put that really well. I'd just like to say that I hope that in doing this that it helps me grow in my faith and my walk with Christ, right? Maybe hashing some of these things out and doing a lot of research on what we might want to try and present to you guys and talk through with you, Kyle, that I might start to walk a little closer to Christ and be a better Christian as a result of it and be a better follower of Christ.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. As well as just yeah, like really, because I know just having to have a conversation with like an intelligent minded individual at least once a week is really, gonna force me to be in the book a little bit more and to really to listen to sermons and really just dive deep and try and build a close relationship with God. And I'd love to I'm looking forward to picking your brain about some stuff and learning from you.
You as well. Yes, sir.
So yeah, I guess we'll start out with this just real quick, given really brief testimony, more of just an introduction. So you guys, yeah, we can basis this podcast off right and start with just our journey to where we are today as in this Christian walk of life that we're living. So Shane, I don't know if you want to go first or I can take the lead. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I can start. Like I said, I'm really excited to do this podcast just to talk through things and hopefully it'll almost force me to learn some more, right? The more I get into the word to the closer I'll grow to Christ. But so I guess my testimony and where I'm at now, I grew up in a Christian household. Mom is very close with Christ, and I feel like she definitely guided me in my journey as a child. I feel like we were a little in and out of churches. I would say maybe I wasn't the most consistent Christian, especially getting into high school and college, right? I mean, we all kind of get rebellious and want to do our own thing, even though it's probably not the best thing for us. But kind of maybe got out of it a little bit and had a couple points in college where some realizations hit me and I kind of realized that I really was walking a bad walk and I wanted to get back into the faith. And I've really up until this point, I think I've had a I think I'm a bit of a cliche Christian and where like I'll be very on fire for Christ for a little while and then life starts going good because I start, reading the word. He fills, my heart with his love and I kind of just wander off again, right? I'm that lost sheep that wanders away. And I've kind of habitually done that and I've kind of had a couple of experiences as of late and I feel like at this point, I've made the profession of I'm giving my life to Christ. Like, take me where you want. I'm in this for the long haul. Let's go. And I think bringing that testimony to the world and whoever's going to listen to this, not the world, but whoever's going to listen, whoever wants to listen to me anyway, I think is worthwhile.
That was good. Thank you for sharing. But yeah, so obviously same household growing up, so I don't need to cover that again.
No
But for
rehashes.
yeah, just the same for the first 18 years of my life. But no, So I guess I was real. I know, like, as a kid, like, especially like all the way through middle school and really even my freshman year in high school, like trying to walk a little bit different and to be like a good Christian was pretty prominent in my life. It was like a main, like, you I it was something that I feel like I could confidently be like, yeah, like I make a great effort at being like trying to do things a little bit differently. And then March of my sophomore year, like just really getting into like that COVID year and a half, 2 year, where just like being locked away and having some things like not go the way that I wanted in life. I think like somewhere along there, like I just stopped praying and stopped opening up my Bible and like you said, like we were in and out of church a lot, like just like being in like the town that we were. So like not having like the church every Sunday, I drifted away and ended up turning my back. And you know, junior, senior, high school, same thing. And then in college, you know,
The world gets you quick.
yeah, and it all catches up. And I was going for so long just being like, nah, like I got this. I don't need help from anybody else, you know, whether it's like with trying to get stuff done or like dealing with stuff mentally or whatever. Like it was just like, no, like I got it. I don't need anybody, you know, like I got it all on my plate. I got this. And it really caught up to me a little bit ago, and you know, just affected like my life and some stuff. And I had to put it very clichely, like a come to Jesus moment. And I was like, you know what, I've tried to do everything like this and live a certain way and turn to things that aren't God and aren't His grace to figure out my life and to try and make my life better, and it didn't work, and that life sucked. So I put it all in, or at least, you know, trying to put it all in
Right.
God's will. And I'm really excited to just keep going with this, and I'm excited about this podcast and however many people we can reach, you know, with good conversation, or at least thoughtful conversation. And
Yeah, I mean, whether if we reach three people,
exactly.
that'll be worth it. I'm sure Jesus will be happy when we get to meet him one day.
Yeah. So, but yeah, just having the like I said, like an intelligent conversation about this stuff will just, I think, really help us grow in our journey,
Oh,
if nothing else.
100%. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I've been recently, as a church, we've been going through the New Testament for the whole
Right.
year. We are
Do you want to shout your church out? Your little.
yeah, Oak Grove Baptist Church,
There you
in
go.
Westmoreland County, Virginia.
Big city.
Yes, sir. Anyway, that's actually been part of this walk, is finding a church that I really enjoy going to, and getting into a Bible study and getting into that group. I think has been very beneficial. And actually, that's kind of part of something that I never did, especially in college. I was a bit headstrong in thinking that I don't need a community around me, I can do it myself.
Yeah.
And coming to that realization that, maybe I do need that community around me. But anyway,
And that there's nothing wrong with needing that community around you too.
there
Yeah.
100. Yep. Yes,
Like
sir.
that's a big thing too.
But going through reading the New Testament, and I've been trying to journal about everything I'm reading, and I'm coming up with a lot more questions than answers some days, and I'm looking forward to hashing these out with you.
Yeah.
I've been hashing them out with our small group pastor, and I think he might be getting tired of me asking him questions, so I
I'm
can
sure
ask
he's
you
not.
questions now.
I'm sure he's not at all. But yeah, I guess one last thing we can hit, you know, before we start to wrap up this the pilot episode of the show, as you say, as you could say, do you have a like a favorite Bible verse? You know, I feel like that's a good icebreaker.
That is a good icebreaker, man. I would say it's not as much a verse as it is one of the parables that Jesus tells, the parable of the sower. I always said sower. I said parable of the sower until I heard the pastor say sower one Sunday morning, and I went, "Oh, I've been saying this wrong the whole time."
Makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, I'd go into some detail about this, but I think we're gonna talk about this in depth
Yeah.
And this verse really ties into my testimony, and I think it, at least just to summarize it, how I went from being in love with Jesus to being in the world to being in love with Jesus. I think that parable really hits home for me and has hit home for me. And it rings very true to my ears and is something that I've wrestled with personally. What about you? Let's hear your verse. You asked the question, so I know
That's a
you're
good one.
prepared. You got it. You're gonna lay it
Well,
out for me.
yeah,
You're gonna have a
well,
way
not
better
really.
answer than I do.
I know we've talked, and yeah, we'll hit the parable of the sower in a later episode. So, but that verse is very, or that parable is very near and dear to me as well. But I guess the one that's just kind of on my lock screen, and I try to keep in my head a lot is Philippians 4:6. It's just be anxious about nothing, but pray about everything. And so that's just like for me, that's a big one that, when I start to get worked up about something that I can't control or I want to control, I just
Right.
like having that run through my head is a great reminder that I try to keep with me every day.
That's a great reminder. I think a lot of this world could keep with them every day. I know. I mean, I know I get anxious about things, and there's no need to be.
No, not at all.
But
Not when
hey, the battle is won,
the battle is won.
right? The battle's already won.
Battle is won. But
Hey,
yeah.
we're Yes,
So
sir.
yeah.
We're just here to pick up and hopefully try to bring some people with us to the promised land.
As many as we can carry.
Yes,
But
sir.
yeah, no. So yeah, no, I'm really excited about this. Just getting in here and yeah, just talking to you every week about, whatever topic we decide on and picking each other's brains. And I think this will be good for both of us and whoever we can, force to watch to listen to this show. Hopefully
Yeah,
it's
hey,
beneficial for them too. But
I can we'll have a couple views every week.
yeah. Shout out mom. But yeah, so yeah, thanks for making the time out of your week to shoot this with me today, Shane. And
Man, I'm excited. I'm excited.
yes, sir. And thank you guys for tuning in, and we look forward to continuing on this journey, hopefully building a little community.
Have a great week, and God bless.
And God bless.